Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
The question is, would you tell your partner that you had a vibrator? And guys, would you be upset if you found out that your partner did have a vibrator? Obviously, if they were female. Would you be upset if you found out that? I mean, would you feel somehow sexually undermined by it? The fact that while you're out at work or while you're out with the lads or something, or she comes home from work or whatever it is, that she whips out the vibrator, and, you know, because she wants to rid herself of any sexual frustration. And she doesn't believe that you're capable of doing that for her. Let me know how you feel about it. I mean, I want to know from women, would you hide it or would you tell them? And I also want to know from guys, would you feel, is there something wrong if you found out that your partner had one? Because women can be quite secretive about the fact that they have them. A lot of women will deny the fact that they have a vibrator, but they actually do have it hidden somewhere in the house, maybe. You can text us 087-188-0008. Let me go to Derrianne, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Derrianne?
Good, Niall. How are you?
Derrianne, I mean, is there something wrong, firstly, with a woman having a vibrator if she's in a relationship?
No, absolutely not. And, I mean, to be honest, I don't know why the women don't get the fellas involved in using them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, have a bit of fun. And, you know, he may be at work, but she could be lying there trying to get rid of a migraine, you know. And I'm thinking of him. You know, I just think this insecurity, and I really, and I'm not being flippant now, but I really feel if men have this, he does need to be looked at because there is no need for it.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, how many, you know, do you think most women would own one?
Yeah, I reckon so. And I think I told you before when I worked in, you know, the Tolly Dolly, we came through customs, we had to come through the staff customs, and we planted a few on some poor girls. Suitcase, and then we twigged customs to stop her. And she's a whole load of them in the bag. Oh, stop.
And here's the thing. I often wonder, what's the big taboo around it? Why is there some sort of shame attached to them?
But there shouldn't be. You see, I think this is the whole Irish thing again around sex and the whole lot. There shouldn't be. And I really do believe if genuine. Was that a letter you got in from a guy, you said?
No, it was in relation to a topic that we did about 6 or 7 years ago. We were just happened to be talking about it. And the fact that, you know, this girl who was a wife of this guy had to hide them in the house. And then he was devastated when he found out that she had two. He somehow felt, you know, sexually undermined by it.
No, definitely not. And you see,
he actually described it as cheating.
No, for God's sake, if she was off with somebody else. I mean, come on, how could you call that?
Well, he said he couldn't compete with it.
Yeah, but that's not really true, because he could be the one that uses it, you know, to pleasure her. And, you know, so I just think that we're still kind of a little bit in the dark ages when it comes into really putting this out there and talking about it. And is it that your one, Casey? You know that lady that you often get on?
Who?
Get her on.
Who, Casey?
Do you remember your woman from England? Okay. Oh, I can't think of her second name. She's a journalist.
Oh, Casey Hopkins.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
You want to get her on now on the subject. Well, not now.
I've never heard her talking about vibrators. She's usually talking about immigration, but whatever.
Yeah, well, true. But no, I honestly don't. And I mean, I'm kind of thinking here, for God's sake, like, really.
So men should just get over it.
Well, no, not even. I was kind of being a bit flippant earlier saying, yeah, get over it. But really, no, I think they should kind of get with it. And get into the fun, get into the laughter, you know.
But see, the problem is a lot of women are quite secretive and they won't tell their husbands they have them.
Ah, but they should. Come on.
I know, but they just don't. They feel there's something wrong with what they're doing, and they're terrified to tell their other half in case he reacts badly to it, which some men would react badly to it. But actually, let me go to Steve. Steve, you're on Classic Hits. Sure. How you doing, Steve?
What's the story, Noel?
Steve, I don't think you're in a relationship at the moment, but you have been.
Nope. I have been. Now, may I just explain, by the way, that I am a working man these days. I'm out walking as I speak. I'm doing deliveries for a takeaway. So if you hear me saying 7:50, you know why. But I'm here. I'm with you. Yeah, I think if a woman gets a dildo, I mean, what's the point?
Oh, you've just changed it to a dildo, not a vibrator. But go on, yeah.
It's all the same thing.
Well, not really, no. The vibrator is normally static and vibrates. The dildo is normally like jelly-like, which doesn't vibrate.
Here's a question for you. Mm. If a woman gets a dildo or a vibrator, why is it empowering? And if a man gets a fleshlight or a pocket vagina, as they call it, I don't want to use the other word, we're perverts.
Well, you're not a pervert if that's what you get. I mean, it wouldn't appeal to me, but it's, you're not a pervert.
Well, a lot of women would shut a man down if he said, oh, look, just up in the top drawer there, there's a thing that resembles a vagina that I throw me willy into every night.
Mm.
You know, they're going to be called perverts. And I think years ago, I'm going to think I'm winding you up genuinely, but I'm not. Years ago, I was with a girl, and she had a dildo. And it was called The Warrior.
She gave it a name.
No, it was packaged with The Warrior.
Okay.
So this was the name. So you can only imagine, this thing was like a baby's arm holding an apple. It was huge. And there's no way on God's green earth that I could compete with that. And she thought this thing was great fun. So you can only imagine how inferior I felt going in with your little Willy going, oh, Jesus. You know, look at the size of this compared to that thing.
So did you feel sexually undermined by this?
Of course I did. Of course I did. Could you imagine for 2 seconds how a woman would feel if I came along and, you know, I was with her for a while and what have you, and, you know, I had
a fake vagina. Yeah.
Yeah. They call it, I don't want to say the words, but they call it a pocket pussy. That's what they call it.
Right.
So, you know, if I said to the missus, oh, look, whip out the pocket pussy there, that's great crack. Pardon the pun, you know, I'm pretty sure she'd be going, well, look,
is mine not good enough for you?
Is mine not good enough for you? You know, and I mean, in fairness, who the hell doesn't want the real thing?
I suppose Terry Addy has a bit of a point. There's a kind of,
he does, yeah
there's a double standard, isn't there?
Yeah, there is, yeah, and I think he's right because, you know, women would be the first people to jump on the bandwagon and say, hold on a second here. But, you see, I think it's still this cloak and dagger thing from the Dark Ages, and we still aren't up front and above board with our sexual preferences and the whole thing to do with having sex. I just think we still are affected by the old ways.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the text that comes in here. I don't believe that my partner is inferior to my gadgets. They're a necessity for a woman... for women who are dedicated and loyal to their husbands, who don't give a bollocks about their wives. He only ever came near me when it suited him, which was once a year if I was lucky. Men as partners should join in. It's great with the right man.
Yeah, agree.
So in other words, the point, she had it, didn't tell her husband because he wasn't really bothered with her or having sex with her, so she felt there was no choice but to have this little aid to help her sexual frustration.
Yeah, but that's a totally different thing, Noel. Yeah, that's a totally different thing. If a woman, and if there's a couple and they're in a relationship and there's no sex, I mean, clearly a man is going to go off and take care of himself. And if a woman wants to do the same thing, that's perfectly fine. But if you're in a loving relationship and there's intimacy involved, and, you know, the missus whips out this massive thing, it's going to make you feel so horrible. You're going to be saying, oh, my God, you know.
When it comes to sex, men are quite visual. We're very visual, right? So, we get quite excited by the whole visual aspect of sex, whereas women are more into the emotional and the kind of the slower part of the sex, right? So if they have these gadgets, you know, different bits and pieces, be they dildos or vibrators or sucky things or whatever they happen to do. Well, surely if the guy gets involved and uses them with her, he could be equally turned on by it.
Exactly. I think it's a bit trampy, is it not?
What? No, it's not.
Ah, it's a bit trampy. A woman putting a bit of plastic inside herself, that's all she's doing. You know, that's not...
The guy can get, you know, he can get excited with that and then she gets the real thing.
Yeah.
You know,
So let me get this straight. Let's say myself and yourself, we were, you know, having a good thing.
Yeah.
Would you prefer if I, you know, took out a toy first and played with it and then gave you the real thing?
No, I actually wouldn't. No, but I'm just saying I don't understand why there's such a big fuss about it all. And then the point you came up with, I mean, that's how it floored me, because I didn't even know they existed. You know what I mean? For the men.
The pocket thingy?
Yeah, yeah. And, okay. So, and in fairness, you know, I think you're right. I think women would be up in arms if and so you see, this, we're back to this thing of the cloak and dagger thing here to do with sex and sexuality and who we are. And I think it's still going down through the generations, and I don't know when it's ever going to be cured.
Well, I think it's perfectly normal for single people, you know, to masturbate. And if they want to use the voices, walk away, have at it. But if you're in a relationship, I mean, you've more than a penis and a vagina. There's plenty of other things that you can be doing for foreplay other than using something that takes batteries or diesel. You know, so
diesel. What, like a kickstart vibrator?
Exactly.
Okay,
yeah,
we'll hang on for a second. Let me bring Joe on. I can only imagine what Joe is going to say. Joe, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Joe?
Oh, Irish people are so brutish. Well, Jesus Christ.
Right, but Joe, I mean, this was a genuine situation where the wife was hiding the two vibrators. The husband didn't know that she had them, and he was kind of horrified by this fact.
I don't understand why, to be honest with you. It makes no sense to me. Why would someone be horrified with a sex toy?
Because they feel inadequate. You heard Steve saying that he cannot compete against the warrior.
It's not a competition.
Well, it is a bit of a competition for him. For him it is.
Maybe for him it is, if you see it as a competition, but it's not a competition. And it can be extremely fun. You and your partner and a vibrator, the same way that can be used as foreplay, and there's nothing wrong with it. I have quite a few. I have a boyfriend. And so
you have quite a few boyfriends?
No, I have quite a few vibrators.
Oh, okay. Have they got names?
No.
Oh, just one of them isn't called the Warrior by any stretch of the imagination.
The Jackhammer.
Right, and are they vibrators or are they dildos?
No, they're vibrators. There's different types. Different types. You have
different sizes.
You have different types of vibrators. You can have clitoral vibrators. You can have vaginal vibrators. It depends on what you like.
Okay, so when you're having, when you're intimate with your partner, mm-hmm. and I don't want to go into your sex life as such, but you would whip these out and it's all part of the foreplay.
It can be, might not be all the time, but it can be.
Okay, or if you're on your own and he's not there and you decide you're feeling a bit frisky.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can just play along, play with yourself or whatever.
Men do that all the time with their own hand. What's the difference? I'm just using something that it might be easier than
fair
my
point.
Hand.
Yeah, I mean, fair point, Steve. Men do it all the time. She's just doing it more efficiently.
But, you know, here's the thing, though. If what's her name again?
Joe.
So, Joe, if you came home and you found your boyfriend with a pocket you-know-what.
I know what you're talking about. I know all those things.
Okay, so let's say you came home and found him with that. And you're like, okay, that's cool, that's fine. And then the following day, you've seen him doing it again and again and again. And he's not going anywhere near you. Would you not be like, what's wrong with the real thing?
Well, that's a problem in the relationship then, isn't it?
Then there's a problem in the relationship if you're
But you can become addicted. Can you not become addicted?
No, you can't.
Of course you can. For Jesus' sake, you remember the old Mars ad? A Mars a day helps you walk, rest and play?
Yeah.
My motto was a wank a day helps you walk, rest and play.
Listen, a toy is not the same thing as the real thing. When you have the real
so thing, then why would you need it?
It's greatly nice, but it's fun to spice things up, to do something different. It's nice.
It's a bit seedy.
But I suppose that the argument might be from a guy, Joe, is that you know, if you're sexually frustrated, why not hold on to it and get more frustrated for when he comes home and then lep on him when he comes in the door?
Absolutely, get right into it.
You know, to hold off and hold all that in.
I don't understand how women's sexuality is seedy. People have different sex drives.
It's seedy.
It's not seedy.
I'll be honest with you. I think the double standard is the opposite way. I think men's sex, I suppose sexual exploits are seen as more seedy than women's. There's something very... Yeah, but we see women say, you know,
with liberated.
With a vibrator is seen as more erotic. Whereas if you see a man and he has a fleshlight, as he's talking, there's something perverted about it.
Depends on the people and depends on the mentality of people. I have problem.
In the name of Jesus, why would you want to be sticking a piece of plastic in yourself? It's a piece of plastic.
No, usually it's latex.
Yeah, latex.
Okay, latex, plastic. You're sticking an inanimate object. It could be a cucumber at that stage. You know, it's not the real thing.
It's not the real thing. That doesn't... Your hand... Is your hand the real thing?
It is, yes. Your hand is flesh. It's the real thing. As I said, you want to do that, that's fine.
But your hand is not a vagina, is it?
No, it's not. But I mean, at the end of the day, if you're sticking... You know, foreign objects in your body.
Foreign objects.
That's what they are.
The foreign object, in case it's made specifically for that. So what's the problem?
Okay, well, actually, speaking of foreign objects that are made specifically for that, Kaylee works in Hans Summers. Kaylee, good afternoon. Good evening to you. How are you? Oh, sorry, Kaylee. Go ahead. You there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you now, Kaylee. Yeah, go ahead. Kaylee, I mean, you're listening to this conversation where Steve believes that somehow men feel sexually inadequate and can't compete with vibrators, and women really shouldn't have them if they're in a loving, intimate relationship.
Well, tell that to all the men that come into me on a daily basis that are buying them for their wives and with their wives.
Perverts.
Why?
Perverts.
It's another perversion.
Okay, well, hang on. Let Kaylee finish. Kaylee, are they still extremely popular? Yes.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. It's coming up to Christmas time. That's our busiest time.
And what, lads will buy their missus one for Christmas?
Oh, gotcha.
Right, okay.
And the lingerie will go with it, and the whole lot. The lubricants, all the little nibbles and everything that go with it.
The little what's that go with it?
You know, flavoured lubricants, edible body paint, all this kind of thing.
Oh, Jesus.
Edible underwear, all that sort of thing. You can say, oh, Jesus, if you want to, but, you know, there's a lot of people getting pleasure out of it.
It's not me saying Jesus, it's him, by the way.
I know.
I understand, you know, people are getting pleasure out of it, but once you step outside of the norm of something, it becomes a perversion. So if you're sticking, I mean, for Jesus' sake, you just turned around and you said, edible knickers?
Edible.
Who in the name of Christ would want to eat the knickers off of somebody?
Because it's sexy. I don't know, but like they do. Like those are one of the biggest things that we sell.
At the same time,
what's normal? Yeah.
What's normal? Sexual intercourse.
Yeah, what's normal?
No, sexual intercourse is perfectly normal.
But I have to say, it's no wonder you don't have a girlfriend at the moment, to be honest with you, Steve, because you sound quite boring when it comes to the bedroom.
Well, hold on, because I'm not going out and buying dildos.
As far as you're concerned, intimacy or sex is just about hopping into bed, off you go, 1, 2, 3, there you go, do you get yours, I got mine, let's go to sleep.
No, it's not the 1, 2, 3. As I said, you know, there's foreplay, there's plenty of intimacy between the two.
Kaylee is making. Ann Summers sells all the bits and pieces and the gadgetry for the foreplay.
No, but hold on. Once you introduce foreign objects into the foreplay, now it's a bit of a perversion.
Ah, stop, would you?
No. It's not a bit of a perversion. How much of it? Niall, now answer me this honestly. Let's say you and I knew each other personally, and you walked into my gaff, and on the mantelpiece was a row of dildos, butt plugs, edible knickers, Helena's favourite, which is chocolate body bread.
She said that the other night. She did, yeah. Go on.
And if you saw all of that, would you not be going, oof?
With the greatest of respect, I'm pretty sure if you walked into Joe's house or Kaylee's house, they're not on the mantelpiece on display. It's private, isn't it?
No, but they're on national radio talking about it. Apparently private.
Because I don't think that sex is anything to be ashamed of.
Kaylee, what's the most popular gadget at the moment?
It's very personal, like, you know, internal stimulation, external stimulation, there's both, it's very personal, it's very much down to the person,
are the gadgets getting better as technology gets better, or are they?
Oh God, yeah, like there's, there's toys that you can control via app now, so like you have a boyfriend and girlfriend coming in, I had a couple there last week. He was working away, I don't know, the other side of the world, he told me, I can't remember. But they bought a toy that is controlled via app, so she has it on or in or whatever, and
right.
he's able to
and he can control it from the other side of the world.
Yeah.
Steve, that sounds exciting.
No, it doesn't.
Why?
No, it doesn't.
But he's not there.
It sounds really, really weird. It sounds really strange and weird.
You're sounding like an old man, Steve. You're sounding so... I mean, I thought I was conservative, but you're sounding like an old man. Some of the texts that were coming in, I'm not always sexually frustrated, darling. Sometimes the mood can just take you. I'm certainly not sexually frustrated, as I've got an amazing partner who satisfies my every need. God bless him.
Look, I only seen there not too recently. I seen a thing called the egg. And I'm sure that girl that's on the phone knows exactly what I'm talking about. That it has a remote control. And these liberated women are walking down the road and they just press a button in their pocket and off they bzzz and that's it. And they're having orgasms in the on, you know, the Lewis and everywhere else. This is filthy. If I was to be walking down the street with me hand in my pocket, jerking myself off, people would be going, he's a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, but you wouldn't do that. Because you wouldn't do that.
No.
No, I wouldn't. But there's women going around basically
with
masturbating.
Gadgets.
You know,
but as long as it's done discreetly, what's the issue?
Discreetly, they could be at a board meeting and you'll hear bzzz.
You won't hear bzzz at a board meeting.
This is the selling point of these things.
It's the selling point.
It is the selling point of these things.
By the way, Kayleigh, is the rampant rabbit still popular?
It is, yeah. They're upgrading them all the time. They're rechargeable now.
Oh, they're rechargeable. Well, were they not rechargeable before? You had to use AA batteries in them or something, was it?
It was all big, chunky AA batteries. They're phasing out batteries now because rechargeable is just that bit more powerful and it's a bit more economic.
A bit more oomph in it.
Batteries. Yeah.
Right. And why is it called a rampant rabbit?
I actually don't know. I think it's because of the ears, the external stimulation that's attached to the shaft.
Right.
It's just rabbit ears, essentially, yeah.
Right, okay. And there was a time, of course, where, you know, Ansummers only sold a small amount of this stuff because it was kind of very much frowned upon in this country. The first Ansummers shop was in O'Connell Street and there was protests outside it when it opened up first.
There was protests outside the Cork one as well, yeah, back in 2004, I think they opened.
Yeah, but now, of course, it's kind of just, everybody just knows Ansummers and, you know, I suppose they're famous for the underwear and for the gadgets as well. Mm-hmm. Which is a bigger seller, the underwear or the gadgets?
It's a toss-up between the two. You know, you have people that will come in just for underwear, you'll have people that will just come in for toys, then you'll have people that will come in for both, people that would be very familiar with everything that we do sell. So there's no one that's more popular than the other.
Are people a bit embarrassed when they come in? Are they shady looking? Because I suppose when people, there's not much difference really in a sex shop and Ann Summers, except Ann Summers is a bit glitzier and nicer looking, and it's a better surroundings and atmosphere. And I suppose maybe the staff are a bit more helpful than some bloke smoking in a corner, right? So, but in saying that, I mean, are people a bit embarrassed when they're coming in? Would they come over to you, Kayleigh, and say, "Oh well, what does this do? And how does that work?" And are they embarrassed? Do you think?
Some can be, but being to have the utmost discretion, and you're trained in, you know, to read somebody's body language. If they don't want to approach you, you have to approach them and ask them, you know, discreetly and quietly, "Are you okay? Do you need any help or anything?"
In there?
It's,
can I butt in there? I genuinely, now don't ask me how I know all of this, but there are parties that women have, and I'm sure that girl can, you know, clarify this.
Do they still do the Ansummers? I don't know if they still do the Ansummers parties.
But they demonstrate.
They're few and far between now.
Yeah.
They demonstrate the products. Could you imagine, Niall?
They don't demonstrate. There's not a young one there sticking it in herself. They just show it to you.
No, there's not. No.
I've never heard of that. That's, Steve, that's absolute and utter nonsense.
Well, I heard that there was parties where these women are all sitting around going bzzz and demonstrating
I've had Ann Summers parties. That's not the case.
They just pass it around and they might turn it on and off and have a look at it. They're not jamming it into each other.
No difference.
Have you... I'm going to hold a party in my house and they're going to sell a load of fake fannies. I mean, for Jesus' sake, it's ludicrous. It's just perverseness gone wild.
You're just a very old, boring man.
No, let me get you in the sack, Joe, and then you'll see that I'm not a boring old man.
You seem very ashamed of anything that is remotely sexual.
To do with sex?
No, I'm
ashamed at the human race for what we've gone to, for shoving foreign objects in our bodies. You know, I mean, Jason.
The fact is, this Joe, is not new.
Joe, what's the excuse for book clubs?
Always have been done. People are not more.
Joe, Joe.
Please don't ask that question again.
No, but I mean, but Niall, I mean, if we can talk about one of them, why can't we talk about the rest of them? What is the use of a butt plug? I mean, for Jesus' sake.
It's just...
Sorry, Joe.
A butt plug. The name says it all, doesn't it?
Yeah, plugs up your butt.
Why, in the name of Christ, would you want to put anything in your arse?
Because it's fun.
I mean, this is going to sound really weird, but I've, you know, sat in the toilet and had big...
I don't want to know. I don't want to know. You're going down the wrong road now. Sorry, Kaylee.
Yeah.
Okay, and has business got better in the last 10 years? Have you noticed this kind of liberation of Irish people who are now discovering, I suppose, sexuality and intimacy and, you know, how they can make it better for each other?
Yeah, and you know what? Like, coming back to the actual topic, there are so many couples that are coming in together that are supporting each other in their purchases. What do you think of this? Will we try this? X, Y, and Z.
Mm.
There's like it is. It's you know, keeping
well, it's huge business
in,
now.
In the drawer. Oh yeah. And you know what? It's funny because I remember being in there, and this was ever before I started. But during kind of the economic downturn and everything, that's when Anne Summers was busiest.
Because people were bored and depressed, and they wanted to cheer each other up. Yeah. Okay, yeah, because the birth rate did go up during the Depression. It always does during a recession or depression.
That's our fault. We'll take responsibility for that.
Okay, let me go to Colin as well. Stay there, Kaylee, please, as well, and Joe and Steve. Colin, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing?
Niall, I'm laughing at myself here. There's the Steve's fanny pocket party. I swear to God, I never thought I'd be talking about this tonight.
Yeah, his pocket pussy party. Yeah, so Colin, your partner has toys.
She has, yeah. She was single for a little while before I met her, and, you know, she uses her toys and that. I don't have a problem with it. She's never asked to introduce it into our intimacy. I've never asked if she wanted to either, but if she wanted to, why not?
And you wouldn't have a problem with her if she said... Not
at all.
Let's have a play with them.
Niall, I'm not a 20-year-old lad. I have a bit of life experience behind me. I know how to look after her. She doesn't
need
us when she's with me.
Oh, right. Let's see. Well, see, now the thing about it is, see, this is a very male attitude. She doesn't need them if I'm around. How do you... Well, I mean, because, Colin, let's be clear about it. You know, I've seen some of these gadgets, you know, and let's be honest, some of them will hit a spot that you're just incapable of hitting.
Do you think?
Well, it depends, I suppose. Yeah. Yeah, you could be responsible for that by helping and implementing it, if you know what I mean. And then she'll think it's you.
But I'm quite capable of doing that without the machinery.
See, even
as far as I know, I've never had a complaint to me face, Niall.
Well, she's hardly going to say, Colin, it's not big enough to reach the spot. You know, that's, you know what I mean? She's not going to say, you know, Colin, you're not going in there at the right angle and it's not long enough to get to the bit.
Niall, if it wasn't working, she'd tell me.
Would she?
She's not behind the door, absolutely, 100%.
See, Joe, now, I don't know, that's a confident man, Joe, you know?
I think he's completely right. It's not a competition.
If I wasn't making sure she was happy, she would let me know, this is not working, try this, try that, try the other. I'm quite confident in that.
Communication is key in any relationship.
Absolutely, Joe, couldn't agree more.
How are you going to know if something is good, if something is not?
You know by her reactions as well, apart from anything else, obviously.
But Joe, how do you communicate to your partner that you're a pervert?
He knows them well. I don't think of myself as a pervert. I think I have a very healthy...
There's people who are into wearing nappies. There's people who are into dressing up as babies. There's people who are dressing up as...
And let me ask you something. Does that interfere in any way with their character? Or with their job, or...
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Well, now, Joe, with the greatest respect, I don't know about people who want to dress up in nappies. And I did see a video of a guy on a lead and a girl walking around the street with him, and she was all dressed in leather. And he was on all fours like a dog.
People have...
Yeah, well, there's something wrong there, Albert.
Yeah, I think there's something wrong, Joe, with that.
No.
Joe, don't say no, Joe. If you saw... So if your partner said to you, Joe, I want you to stick on some leathers. And at night time when there's no one around, will you walk around the block with me on a lead? I'll walk on all fours and kick me in the hole every now and again if I don't go fast enough. What would you say to him?
First of all, most people won't do that unless they're in private because...
Okay, well, he wants you to walk him around the house on a lead.
I would, no problem.
That's ridiculous.
No, it's not.
Well, God, well, sorry, let me go back to the expert. Kaylee, is bondage and, you know, dominatrix and all that kind of stuff, is that, I don't know whether Ann Summer sells that kind of stuff.
We do, yeah.
And is that popular?
That's a specific clientele.
Right, you know, okay.
Not everyone buys that. That wouldn't be a typical sale in terms of lingerie or sex toys. That would be... You'd have the milder people buying maybe handcuffs or whatever, but you don't really have people coming in buying, you know, full-on whips or
dog leads.
You know, yeah.
Do you sell those kind of leads and things?
We do, yeah.
And the other one, with the ball gag.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
And a gimp mask, a bleeding gimp mask.
We have gimp masks, yeah.
You do, you sell gimp masks, do you?
Yeah.
Just for people who don't know what they are, can you describe, Kaylee, a gimp mask? Because there's different ideas in people's heads of what a gimp mask is.
God. I don't...
It's a kind of black mask, isn't it? Rubber mask.
Yeah, it's like a kind of...
Full head. Nearly, it goes all right over your head. Full,
yeah. It's sometimes it's marketed as a submission hood.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. That's a bit too weird for me now, I have to say.
But like, not too weird for Joe, I tell you.
Different people like different things. What turns you on is not necessarily what's going to turn on.
Yeah, but whatever about the gimp mask, I'll be honest with you, Joe, and maybe the odd little whip every now and again. Any bloke who wants his missus to walk him around the house like a dog, dressed in leathers, and slap him on the arse every now and again with a whip, I think there's something wrong. I don't think I'd be trusting him in the office the next day.
You can't, and you cannot understand. It's hard to understand if you're not into it, if you're not turned on by it. A lot of people do it and have been doing it since the ends of time.
But
and
Joe,
Joe,
come here and ask you, do you not agree that the norm, when I say the norm, you know, that would be foreplay and intercourse. You know, once you step outside of that, it is considered a perversion. Do you not agree?
No, I don't. I'm sorry, but I can't.
I think you'd be right there, Steve, and what you're saying, to be fair.
Thank you very much, because it is a perversion. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not saying you're doing it, but if a person is doing these things, especially what Niall just said, that's just so bleeding weird.
But what you believe is a perversion for you, it's a fetish. It's just a fetish. Some people like feet. Some people like fat women. Some people like masks. Some people like to be dominated. Some people like bondage. It's a fetish.
But where does it stop?
Fear.
Where does this stop, Joe?
People want it to stop. It has nothing to do.
For God's sake, you know,
the sex life of anyone doesn't have nothing to do with anyone else's business.
I genuinely only heard of this about a year ago. There's a thing called Chinese fart porn.
Ah, stop. Yeah. Steve, hang on. Why do you have to take the conversation to a level like that? We're all having an interesting conversation here about foreplay and toys.
But
No, you're not joking, I'm sure. But I'm just saying, we don't need to take the conversation to levels where there's obviously very unusual people in the world who are interested in some sort of fetish of farting. I don't want to know about it.
Neither do I,
bro. I'm just saying. You don't have to take it to that level, all right?
Do you not agree that it is a slippery slope? One minute, you know, you're asking your girlfriend to, you know, whatever, butt plugs or dildos, I don't know.
Yeah, but you're not going to ask her to fart on you, right? Please stop, would you?
No.
There's weirdos in the world who like all sorts of carry on, but it's not the majority of people.
Kaylee, go ahead.
Equating, you know... When I say normal in inverted commas, sex toys, you know, run-of-the-mill sex toys, to walking someone around on a dog leash, those are two different levels.
Right, that one is a fetish.
Not, those are not the same thing.
Yeah, one is actually one is kind of normal everyday, you know, intimacy and foreplay. One is a fetish. The other one's a fetish.
Yeah, but like, you know, if you're asking your partner to walk you around on a dog leash, that's like, you need to be with a like-minded person for something like that. You need to make sure you're on the same page as your partner. Equating them and your Chinese fart porn, whatever the fuck that is.
Look, apparently there's no shortage of weirdos in the world.
I know.
Said like a trooper, Kaylee. Said like a trooper. Whatever the F that is. You don't even want to know, Kaylee. You just don't want to know.
You don't, no, trust me. I wouldn't even
Googled
explain
for
it.
A reason, and I learned to use it responsibly. But, like, Jesus Christ. Like, it's...
Well, here's an interesting one. Are you, Steve, do you watch porn?
I do.
So, yeah, okay, so you're quite happy to sit and watch porn and fiddle with yourself and use that as an aid to fiddle with yourself and turn yourself on.
Visual.
But it doesn't make any difference. It's still an aid.
I'm looking at real people. I'm not looking at two blow-up dolls banging each other.
It's still an aid.
I understand it's an aid, but there's a certain level of reality. You know, where with these inanimate objects and weird fetishes, you know, it's just gone beyond the joke. Hence the reason why I bring up the stupid things like that. I didn't make these things. The world is a strange, twisted, perverted place, and we need to get a grip on it before we end up with weirder things.
The world is not weirder now than it was before. The thing
is, who are you kidding?
Before, we didn't talk about it. We didn't talk about it. In medieval times, they had orgies everywhere.
I know, but they didn't. They didn't have Ann Summers. They didn't have edible knickers.
I'm sure they used other implements.
Some vibrators. Google dick chair were used.
They used a what, Kaylee?
Google dick chair.
A dick chair.
Google it.
I dread to bleed and ask.
I can't do it in the studio here because unfortunately all our computers have protection on them. I was looking at porn. But what's a dick chair?
It's an antique dildo, if you like. It's an old Victorian, but you have to.
Well, an old Victorian wooden chair with a kind of the shape of a phallic in the centre of it.
Yeah.
Penis. Yeah.
It's what it says in the
But what you need to remember as well is that vibrators were originally a medical tool. So this just goes to show how shit we used to treat women. If a woman was, you know, she was, you know, brought to an asylum or whatever, and she was brought in as opposed to being demented or mental, that she was hysteric, she used to be treated far, you know, as like sexual frustration. A vibrator was a tool of, you know, treating that.
Oh, right. I didn't know that.
Yeah. If you look into it, it's very, very interesting. But
so it was a form of treatment.
It was a form of treatment. And actually, it was to save the doctor's fingers, because that's what the doctor used to do. It was to save his fingers.
Jeepers Christ! I didn't know that. I've learned a bit of history there today.
Yeah, I'd like to say something else to Steve. When Steve dies, and I hope that won't be for quite a long time, to save the seepage that's going to come out of his body, there is going to be a butt plug put into it.
Oh my God!
In the mortuary.
Now, Niall, why don't you jump down her throat about being weird?
Well, it's not weird. She's just telling you.
Tell me when I die and get a butt plug up my arse.
Yeah.
That's factual.
Yeah, she's just telling you.
That's weird. And the fact that we...
Slap on the back when I go into work tomorrow, I'm telling you that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you'll get a ride.
Kaylee, which Ann Summers are you in?
I'm in Cork.
Okay, whereabouts in Cork is the Ann Summers? Where is it?
It's at the back of the English Market, Princes Street.
Okay, and Princes Street is the back of the English Market. Okay, I know it well. Mm-hmm. All right, I don't know the shop well, but I know the area well, yes. Okay, so if you're going in tomorrow to Princes Street... All right, you know I know hillbillies well, don't you? If you're going into Ann Summers in Princes Street, all you're going to do is ask for Kaylee and say, I heard you on the radio last night. So go in and say hello to her and she'll look after you for the Christmas.
Make sure it's Kaylee now, not Casey, because Casey will get some funny looks, because there's Casey as well, there's two of us.
All right, so it's Kaylee. Think of the song by Marillion.
That one, yeah, that's the one I'm named after, yeah.
Oh, are you named after it, yeah?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
All right, how old are you?
27.
Well, that would be about right, timing-wise, actually. Would be right. Yeah, yeah. I remember the song well.
It's spelled differently.
It's spelled slightly differently. Yeah. All right, listen, Kayleigh, thank you very much indeed.
Not at all. Thank you.
And thanks, Steve. You old prude.
Thank you very much. And have a good night, Niall.
Joe, you go off and play with your vibrators, all right?
Good night.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.